The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And again, the big news. Former police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all counts. He has been found guilty on all counts. And I hope and pray that people will accept the verdict. He has been tried by a jury of his peers. The system has worked. I think there's a very good chance that there's going to be an appeal and there could be another trial. And it's very possible that the words of Maxine Waters could be used to bring about a new trial. Sad. Sad. I am hesitant to even bring up facts, because when you do, you tread on people's perceptions. And it's true that for an individual, perception is reality. Now, technically, perception is not reality. Reality is reality. Truth is truth. But for an individual, perception is reality. At least it is your reality. And right now, the perception in America, because of the constant drumbeat from people like our Columbus mayor, Ginther, the governor of Minnesota, the mayor of Minneapolis, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Al Sharpton, a whole host of others, the constant drumbeat that police officers in America are cruising around neighborhoods just looking for black people to shoot. That is what they're saying. Now, I believe that Derek Chauvin is guilty. There were all kinds of extenuating circumstances. George Floyd had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. He was high on drugs, which is sad because he was fighting the drug addiction. He was. When he was in Texas, he was working in as a volunteer in a church. He was trying to do what was right, but he was terribly addicted, and he was trying to fight that. He was. And on the day that he died, he was very, very high on drugs. But I don't think he, well, I mean, there's the possibility that he could have died anyway. Again, one of the medical examiners made it clear that he had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. Did that justify a police officer putting his knee on his neck for 9.5 minutes? In my opinion, no. No. It could have been handled differently. There were a number of police around. It could have been handled differently. Might he have died in the back of the police cruiser? That is possible. But the jury found that he was guilty. And I think justice has been done. And isn't that what we wanted? justice? Isn't that what we wanted? But when we look at the riots that took place week after week after week after week after week, millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of damage and vandalism, dozens if not hundreds of businesses that were destroyed, and many of them were minority businesses. They were black-owned businesses that were put out of business because of the riots over this. And the false notion that there is an epidemic of police shootings of black men. There is not an epidemic. One is too many. One is tragic. But let's deal with the truth. And I'm looking at these statistics. Last year, in police-involved killings, shootings, people shot to death. Last year, there were 457 white people shot to death by police. 241 black people. The year before, 235 black people. Very, very close. We are reading that the numbers continue to increase. It's getting out of control. I hear that. In 2017, 223. 2019, 235. 2020, 241. So far this year, 2021, there have been 30. That's not an epidemic. Now, what about crime in the different neighborhoods by ethnicity? The FBI statistics, and I just looked up the latest statistics, okay? And it's fascinating. When you look at aggravated assault in America in the last recorded statistics, 62.1 of aggravated assault were committed by whites, 33.1 by blacks. But then you look at robbery, 54.3% of all robberies in America in this particular year were committed by blacks. And then when you get to murders, 44.2% of murder and manslaughter in America committed by whites, 53.1% by black or African Americans. In other words, completely depends on the crime. Larceny and theft, 67% white people. Burglary, 67.5% white people. Aggravated assault, 62%. Now, aggravated assault, burglary, and larceny theft are just about the percentage of the population white and black. But when you get to robbery, it is disproportionately black, and murder, the most violent of all the crimes. Hang with me and just listen to the facts. Put your emotion aside and just listen to the facts. The most violent crime of all, murder and manslaughter, 53.1% were committed by blacks. When you look at the hard, cold facts, would it not make sense that the most violent crimes of all are disproportionately committed by blacks, sadly and unfortunately? And folks, listen, I don't blame the blacks, the community. There are no fathers. There are no men in the community. It's sad. It's tragic. But would it not be logical to assume that when the most violent crime of all is committed statistically the majority of the time in the black community, that there would be then a large number of blacks in armed conflict with police. Now, that's not a racist statement. That's just looking and trying to analyze the facts. But here's the problem. The liberal left does not deal with facts. They want to divide us in any way possible. And so they don't give you the facts and these statistics. They make broad general statements. It's an epidemic. It's out of control. It's getting worse. It's happening almost every day. That's what our mayor said just a few days ago. It's happening almost every day. No, it's not. And let me just, I got to go into a break. In fact, I'm late for this break. Let me just say this to all of you listening to me. Do not let the liberal left drive a wedge between us. Do not allow the liberal left to create resentment and hate and anger. Black to white, white to black. Don't let them do it. Don't take the bait. Don't do it.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Folks, let me just pick up where I left off. There are forces, not just in America, but around the world, that love to divide. Don't listen to them. Don't take the bait. I honestly believe this. I'm not just saying that. I honestly believe the liberal left lives to divide. You've heard the old cliche, divide and conquer? That's the way they stay in power. They keep people upset. They keep people enraged. They keep people divided. Have you ever noticed that people on the far left are hardly ever happy? You know, I'm serious. I am absolutely serious. They have very little happiness. They have very little joy in their life. They're always angry. They're always mad. Every speech they give, they live on division. Don't take the bait. If, particularly, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, please listen to me. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, do not take the bait. Listen, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you're black, you are my brother or my sister. You are. We have been bought by the blood of Jesus, and the ground is level at the cross. We all come to Jesus the same way, as lost, hellbound, separated from God, sinners. And we come and repent and understand that we deserve nothing but condemnation, but God, through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, has granted to us grace and mercy. Don't you take the bait that all those white people hate you and want to put you down. Don't you take the bait. And if you're my white brother or sister in Christ, don't you take the bait that those black people are inferior and they're just trying to get something free and they don't want to work and the lies out of the pit of hell. Don't you let people divide you. Don't let them do it. If you know Christ as Savior, you're a child of God. regardless of the color of your skin, and stop judging people because of the color of their skin. That's why I am so distressed over this CRT, critical race theory. It destroys all of the advances, all of the progress of the civil rights movement in the 60s and the 70s, the progress that people literally laid their lives down so that we will not judge people by the color of their skin, but by their character. Critical race theory assumes that you are either the oppressed or the oppressor, dependent upon the color of your skin. That's a lie. Just because you're white does not mean you're part of the oppressors. And just because you're black does not mean you are part of the oppressed. Don't buy the lies. Don't do it. Don't listen to the rabble-rousers, the race-baiters, white and black alike. You certainly don't have to feel guilty because you're black. And you certainly don't have to feel guilty because you're white. Be who you are and thank God that He created you the way you are. If you are black, thank God that God created you that way, and be what God wants you to be. If you're white, thank God that you are the way God created you, and be what God wants you to be, and find ways to work with everyone. We who are followers of Christ should be setting the example of tearing down racial barriers, discrimination, bigotry. We should be the examples. We should be. Because we are one in Christ. I'm passionate about this. And I hope you are as well. We have an opportunity to demonstrate to the world what real unity is about. And by the way, we don't give up our uniqueness to be united. We don't. Of course we're unique. That's the way God made us. But we can still understand that there is real unity in Christ. We have an opportunity to show the world what unity really looks like. The world is going to try to divide you. The world is going to lie to you. Keep your nose in the Word of God. And don't listen to the noise of the world around us. Hey, folks, thanks so much for joining me. I hope Bill Bunkley will be back there in Tampa tomorrow. We'll see. Pray for him. I hope you have a wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.